Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for Real Steel?
In the not-too-distant future, prize fighters no longer face off in the arena. Instead, they operate the controls of boxing robots, or bots. Charlie Kenton is an ex-fighter whose bots keep getting pummeled in the ring. His luck changes when Max, the son he abandoned as a baby 10 years earlier, comes back into his life.
What change?
A good question. Boxing. Gilda boxing. It just faded.
Why?
Because the money moved on. I mean, people wanted more carnage, more show. So, the next logical step, get the humans out of there and let the machines kill each other.
Scavenging for parts in the junkyard, Max discovers a rusty old robot that he cleans up and then convinces his dad to give it a chance.
He's a sparring bot, built to take a lot of hits, but never dishing out any real punishment.
His name is Adam. Get him a fight.
There's an old show business warning, usually attributed to the comic actor W.C. Fields, about never working with small children because they're natural scene stealers. That's certainly the case with young Dakota Goyo, who plays Max. But Hugh Jackman, who plays Charlie, says he'd gladly let the 10-year-old take the spotlight because he did it so well.
Without that boy being that good, we don't have a movie, you know. The movie exists on the strength of that relationship and the relationship with that discarded robot. That's the redemption tale, these three. And this kid is phenomenal. I mean, he's funny, he's full of life, he's a brilliant actor, this kid, and the nicest kid imaginable. You know, I have no doubt he's going to become a huge star, and I'll be in the old person's home saying, you know, I was in his first movie, you know, and I'm like, shut up, Jackman.
Many big Hollywood movies with robots as central characters rely on big, loud action scenes. Real Steel has some of that, but director Sean Levy pairs the action with the emotional father-son story.
The self-given mandate of Real Steel was to do science fiction with sentiment, to do as much heart as action. And my feeling is that that was the chance that Real Steel had of being unique. Because robot action sequences in 2011 do not bring an inherent newness. And I thought that to pretend that they did would be delusional and silly and short-sighted.
Guided by producer Steven Spielberg, Levy says he used full-sized real robots instead of computer-generated images whenever possible.
There is no comparison in what you get from your actors. If you're asking them to fake it, that's tough. But if you're asking an actor to play a scene with a real 8.5-foot-tall robot, you get something different altogether. And my co-star is 10 years old. The reason that those scenes have magic to them, the reason that it looks like that boy character loves that robot is because that actor loved that robot.
Let's do that again. Nice. Three-punch combo.
The robot boxing looks authentic thanks to the special ring advisor on the movie, former welterweight champion Sugar Ray Leonard.
I try to make sure that it stayed close to boxing, but they're robots and they can do some things that normal boxers can't or not allowed to do.
Leonard also worked with Hugh Jackman to perfect the moves, attitude, and bearing of a boxing champ. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.